A Chattanooga man is facing murder charges in connection with the death of a Walker County resident. The Walker County Sheriff's Office says deputies found 38-year-old Robin Fridell Sutton dead from a gunshot wound inside a home in Rossville on March the 1st during a welfare check. Investigators, along with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, launched a probe that led to the arrest of 28-year-old Jermaine Matthew Jackson. Sheriff Steve Wilson says Jackson is being held at the Hamilton County Jail and will be extradited to Walker County. The motive remains under investigation. A Chattooga County man has been sentenced to life in prison after being convicted of multiple sexual offenses involving a minor family member. A jury found 46-year-old Ricky Lamar Blackman guilty following a three-day trial in Superior Court presided over by Chief Judge Brian House. Blackman was convicted on 7 counts, including rape, incest, and child molestation. After the verdict was returned, the judge sentenced him to life in prison. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has signed House Bill 973, approving the amended fiscal year 2026 state budget and delivering about $2 billion in tax relief. The plan includes more than $2 billion in income and property tax relief with rebates of about $250 for single filers and up to $500 for married couples filing jointly. The state income tax rate will also drop to 4.99%. The budget also increases funding for education, public safety, mental health, transportation, and rural development. State agencies will now begin implementing the changes statewide. We've got more news coming up after this. The Georgia Department of Natural Resources is reminding Georgians that clean bird feeders can help prevent disease as spring approaches. Wildlife officials say sick birds are more common in the warmer months and dirty feeders are often the cause. The DNR recommends washing feeders weekly with 10% bleach solution, raking up the spilled seed and droppings and spacing feeders apart to reduce crowding. If you see a sick bird, take your feeders down for about a week to help stop the spread. Details on all of these stories on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590. This is WQCH.